In this bulletin, health authorities urge residents to get COVID tested as a cluster in Sydney's east grows to 9 cases. The Prime Minister to chair an emergency national cabinet meeting from the Lodge to discuss Australia's revised vaccine rollout. And in sport, a Tunisian trailblazer tennis star becomes the first Arab woman to win a singles title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Health authorities in New South Wales are urging residents to present for COVID-19 testing after identifying new cases over the weekend. Sydney's eastern suburbs cluster has expanded to 9 infections as restrictions are put in place in greater parts of the city. Masks are now mandatory in all indoor venues in 7 local government areas. State Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says authorities hope to see thousands of tests conducted over the course of Monday and the rest of the week.
So we've had a couple of the cases that have clearly been in Bondi Junction at the time and around the time that the infectious cases were, but we haven't actually been able to capture that CCT moment where they've intersected. And so that means that the acquisitions probably occurred as people are moving about the Westfields Bondi Junction. That does give us cause for concern.
National Cabinet is to meet for the first time since Prime Minister Scott Morrison returned from an overseas trip. Mr. Morrison will chair the meeting via video link from the Lodge while isolating. An emergency meeting was called after a decision to restrict AstraZeneca vaccine shots to people over 60. State and territory leaders are expected to request more Pfizer deliveries and discuss local outbreak responses. A COVID-19 vaccine candidate developed in Victoria will be the first in Australia using mRNA technology to reach phase 1 clinical trials. The Monash Institute of Pharmaceutical Sciences will make doses of the vaccine for the trial, which is expected to start later this year. The Victorian government has announced $5 million from a $50 million fund to develop the state's mRNA manufacturing capability. The acting Premier James Molino says it's likely that vaccines against COVID-19 will continue to be needed for a long time.
But the bottom line is, we can never ever be in a situation where in the face of a pandemic, we do not have local capability in terms of developing vaccines. We do not ever want to be in a position where we are 100% reliant on global supply of vaccines. And that's why today is such a critical step forward.
The First Peoples Assembly of Victoria is urging the state government to formally recognise certain traditional owner groups in an ongoing treaty process. The Assembly is developing the framework for the first ever treaty with Indigenous people in an Australian jurisdiction. Assembly co-chair Marcus Stewart says outcomes promised have still not been achieved after 12 months of dialogue with the government. Pope Francis has offered support to an appeal launched by the bishops of Myanmar for help from the international community to overcome the humanitarian crisis in the country. It comes as Myanmar's foreign ministry rejects a United Nations General Assembly resolution calling for an arms embargo and the release of democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Pope Francis implored authorities to allow humanitarian corridors to provide aid to displaced people.
My voice joins the voices of bishops of Myanmar. We ask for kindness to allow humanitarian corridors and that churches, pagodas, monasteries, mosques, temples, as well as schools and hospitals, be respected as neutral shelters. Let's open our heart to refugees. Let's make their suffering and joys ours. Altogether, we'll grow a more human community. Just one big family.
To sport now, and in the tennis, Tunisian Ons Jabeur has become the first Arab woman to lift a WTA singles title after defeating Daria Kasatkina in the Birmingham Classic final 7-5, 6-4. The Tunisian trailblazer was also the first Arab woman to win a junior Grand Slam. Also in the lead-up to Wimbledon, Italian Matteo Berrettini has become the first debutant to win the prestigious Queen's Club Championship since Boris Becker in 1985. And now for a look at today's weather in Perth. Showers and 14 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 17. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 15. Hobart, sunny and 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two and 17. Sydney, a few showers, 18. Newcastle, similar conditions, 18. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23 degrees. Cairns, similar conditions and 26. Darwin, sunny as well, 32. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.